This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Happy Friday, Northern Colorado. Glad you could be with us here on the whole show. Busy one for you today. We'll talk about a little football. With football, Michael. Team USA lost last night in like the last second of extra time, I think. Look at me. Look at me learning. Also, Joker's comments while he was with Team Serbia about his American team, the Denver Nuggets, and where he thinks they could get better. We'll talk about it. And Peyton Watson is prepared to make what? How much? Top stories of the day. Big Val gone. We'll talk about his legacy a bit today. And also, we continue with our summer movie review. We do Mark Wahlberg in the, Invincible.
He's Invincible.
Invincible. Start it, bench it, or cut it. Whole show starts right now. Interesting day yesterday for the Colorado Avalanche. They did trade Valeri Nichushkin. So a very interesting legacy that he will leave behind in Colorado. So they dumped the remaining 4 years of his contract and acquired three draft picks in return. And I guess today we're going to just talk about it. Like, how will you think of Big Val during his time with the Avalanche? And, you know, you might think Stanley Cup, you might think crazy run in the 2022 Stanley Cup when they won the Stanley Cup. He had 9 goals and 6 assists in 20 games. He was on a tear. And then they sign him to the long-term deal. And it was tough. It was tough for him after that. So we'll get into that discussion later on in the program. But I watched the soccer match. Are we supposed to say match or game? Can we say game? Can we say soccer game, or do we have to say soccer match?
I thought it was soccer gathering of hooligans.
What are you... Like, I'm sorry, Mike, that you can't, like, burden yourself to watch, but I'm having fun. I'm actually enjoying these games. Watching the United States and Turkey-ia? Is that how we're saying it now? We changed the way we say
Turkey,
it.
It's Turkey, but the spelling is different.
No, they say
it differently.
We pronounce
it different. It's kind of like...
No, it's not that we pronounce it differently. We're pronouncing it wrong. It's Turkey-ia something or another. They wanted it. Why did they want to change it? Why did they change the name?
I mean, why was Istanbul not Constantinople? Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
I'm not asking that question. I'm asking, why did Turkey change their name to Turkey-ia?
I think that's actually how they spell it.
It is proper. I looked it up last night, and the way you pronounce it is Turkey-ia. 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 Not Turkey.
And Bosnia and Herzegovina is pronounced Herzegovina, I think. You have a little there.
Why do you keep changing the subject? We're talking about Turkey. Yeah.
Well, didn't Turkey USA like go to Bosnia and
they play them next week?
Visit Jokic.
What are you doing? Stop. What are you doing? What are you doing? My gosh. Is this going to be how it goes again today? I'm trying to talk about US and Turkey, and you have tried to take me down to Constantinople. You've tried to interrupt with Bosnia, something about that. I mean, how many times are you going to interrupt my thought process today before I can actually get the words out of my brain?
Well, Bosnia and Herzegovina, I'm still not sure. They have a certain pronunciation, and also they have a soccer team. So there's the connection.
a good producer would say, Brady's asking, why did Turkey A change the way they pronounce it? Well, they didn't, but they changed the spelling, so we'd stop screwing it up. A good producer would be Googling that right now instead of thinking of random topics they could throw in that have nothing to do with the conversation. Yes, Michael.
I have something that has to do with the conversation. Germany calls themselves Deutschland,
again,
whereas we call ourselves
Germany. It's not answering the question.
Germany.
Again, it's not answering the question. I'm asking specifically about Turkey, and you have just given me 406. You know what you remind me of? When you watch like political hearings and they ask that crazy person a straightforward question and they can't answer it and they just keep firing off 400 other things. I don't care about Germany or Bosnia or whatever today. I'm asking the question, why is the spelling and the pronunciation, why has it changed over the years? Thank you, Faith. My gosh.
Thank you, Faith.
Turkey officially changed its English language name to Turkey to better represent its indigenous culture and to disassociate itself from the English word turkey, which is the bird. The Turkish government also wanted to avoid negative dictionary definitions of turkey, which can mean a failure or a silly person, like what I call Michael on the daily. The government formally registered the name change with the United Nations in mid-2022. Thank you. Wow. That is what you do. When somebody asks a direct question, you don't throw 577 other random thoughts out there. You just try to answer the question that's on the table. So I really appreciate that, Faith, trying to keep this show on the rails, even though we're 12 minutes in and it is off of them. But last night was crazy. Team USA, nothing to play for. Turkey A, nothing to play for. And yes, I'm fully going in on Turkey A. I was just watching to watch the game, knowing that it wouldn't affect Team USA in the knockouts. Turkey A is out, so it's not going to affect them. And yet, Team USA, it's tied 2-2. And Turkey A scores in like the extra time, because they had the time for penalties and stuff. I'm trying. But it was at like 90, it was 7 extra minutes, and it was like at 97 or 96 or something. It was over 97 when Turkey A scored, and there was hardly any time left, and they win. So now you get people, and this is just a sports thing, even you can appreciate this. You get people freaking out today going, oh, should the U.S. be worried? I mean, I don't pretend to know everybody on that roster or anybody or like a person on that roster. But from what I understood of the game last night, Team USA is not playing their full boat. They don't have like they're not going with all their main guys. So they got a lot of dudes trying to prove themselves. I mean, the guy that scored the first goal for Team USA, that was his first goal. And it just happened to be in the goal in the World Cup. So I don't know. Maybe is soccer just that much of a different sport where a meaningless game actually is meaningful? It's this one feels like we'd be freaking out if the Nuggets lost the Cup game or if the Broncos lose preseason games. That's what this feels like because that game had absolutely no meaning. Faith says, I had to Google it last night because I was confused. I actually did Google it, Faith, and I actually knew the answer because I was researching it last night. I was just really trying to give Michael a boost today. Like, have him come in and save it and be like, oh, man, professional producer came in and I got that information. But it didn't happen. Tom, don't call me Tommy Shaw. Home of the Turks, stepping away from the Americanized spelling in 2022. Michael, why is it that I can ask the random, not random, the hooligans, and these three are Hall of Famers. Why is it that I can ask them and they fire off that question so quickly and you take me on a weird journey to Narnia?
Well, your co-host, Micah,
has a lot of work to do,
And I'm doing that work while producing your show.
So you're not focused on the show is what you're saying?
I mean, there are other shows that
are
also
equally important. Do you think that's a good
thing?
Like, okay, let's think something you understand. Captain Kirk, if he's driving the Star-Lord ship and they say, hey, man, why aren't you driving the Star-Lord ship better? Well, I'm focused on a bunch of other things that happen in Planet Zerton. They'd
First
be like,
all,
you're
not
a good captain because you're not focused on driving this ship the way you need to be driving it. So I need you to be more focused. I need you to treat this show like Captain Kirk's space ship. I need you to treat it like that.
He's not one flying the ship. He says, all right, we're going to go to this place. Go.
Big Hub says, on TV, I said the name they wanted. Turkey, my news anchor, is like, no, it's Turkey. And we had a whole debate about this. A lot of people were on my side. They go Turkey. But as Americans, we still say Turkey. I'm now saying Turkey because it's just more fun to say, to be real honest with you. Yes. Before I say yes, Michael, like I do, to allow you your time, is this going to contribute to this conversation or is this going to take us away?
Well, it's about the Denver Broncos. So no, I would say that if you're going to do the Turkey thing,
yeah.
you should probably mention Turkey has changed their name to Turkey at some point.
No,
because we still, as Americans, call it Turkey.
I'm not going to mention that anymore. I already talked about it.
You've already said it.
I already said it, but I'm not going to mention it anymore. So
yeah,
I will just
exactly.
Say Turkey.
I think what you've done is the right way
Thank
to
you.
Do it.
Thank you.
It's just if you start saying like Deutschland for Germany, nobody's going to know what that means. We call them Germany.
Okay. I'm telling you, Mike, I know you do this like weird little, I don't like soccer. I know. I'm telling you, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. There's just no world that you're living in that would ever lead you to watch one of these games. There's a lot of culture surrounding it, too, and it's kind of interesting because you see all the different teams from all over the world and their fan bases. They're out doing their certain dances. I saw the Scottish people going off with their kilts and dancing out there. And I was like, this is actually kind of cool. The fact that you have all – and I'm seeing a bunch of, like, European people go on social media and say, hey, man, we just want to let Americans know that our media all over the world – has bashed America for a long time, and we aren't seeing any of that. We are loving it. The sights, the people. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's just cool. I find myself enjoying it. Do I love soccer? No. Am I going to watch a lot of this outside of the World Cup? Probably not. And I don't even think I need to say probably. No. But these are the best soccer players in the world. And I got to tell you, I'm enjoying having it on the TV. It's kind of like the Olympics to me. Just having it on the TV, I may not understand everything I'm seeing, but I'm enjoying myself.
I just like things that are entertaining.
It's entertaining.
So that's why I don't like soccer.
It's entertaining.
As far as like the people from other countries coming to this country and appreciating it, it would be kind of like the same thing. Like, not everybody is a politician. They only talk about the politicians. They don't talk about the people themselves. You hear about politicians. You hear about professional athletes. You don't hear about the real people.
But this kind of tournament is so unique, unlike anything else. It brings people from all over, from all walks of life. Because, Michael, I'll be honest. My perception of soccer fans outside of America was that, yeah, they're diehard, but they're, like, just crazy. Like, nasty. They're getting in fights and stuff. And I haven't, I mean, I'm sure that's the case. Plus, it's, you know, it's not just your team. They're all joining to make like a Super Olympic type team. I get that. But my view of like soccer fans, of diehard soccer fans, was that they take it so seriously that they're going to end up in a lot of crazy fights afterward. And I've seen like Japan, their fans are picking up the stands after games.
That's a cultural thing.
Yes, but isn't that, like, that's part of what makes this so unique. And you can't even pretend to think this is kind of cool.
Yeah, I've known a couple of people who have gone to Japan and say that it's very clean. They're very germ conscious.
Yeah, they go
one thing I wanted to say
the
is
stadium.
You do have your soccer fans who are normal human beings, and then you have your crazy people. There was actually a war. It's known as the football war, and it lasted like 3 days or something. It was between El Salvador and Honduras because one of the teams beat the other team. Like it would like. That's how crazy people can be.
But like,
over
not
soccer.
All of them are like that.
No, absolutely
and that's
not.
It, you know, again,
but you do have those people out there who will riot, and it's kind of the same way with real football, American football. You are going to have your Philadelphia Eagles fans. Who are going to overturn
that's a call.
Cars.
That's a reference to the movie review that we're doing later.
Yeah, except no one overturned a car.
No, but they were feisty.
They were, and like I think this is something. that's very unique to sports and soccer, which is not in general. It's like you do have your fans who are so like they so identify with that team that they get way too excited but or you, way too down.
Okay, but you just have no interest in this.
None whatsoever.
Hmm. That is weird. I don't hate you for it because I'll be honest, I didn't have a lot of interest in the World Cup pretty much until now. And I think that's probably because we have the dude down the hall here and he kind of talked about it a little bit and it made me go, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I even told them on Good Morning NoCo that I wasn't going to watch any. And I've found myself a handful of games, maybe not a full game, but a handful of games watching. And I really do like the way Turkey scored last night with like 30 seconds left, even though I had no idea when it was going to end. It's just random. There's a corner kick. They get it inbounds and goes across the goal. Dude kicks the ball underneath, in between the defender's legs to get it across the goal. And you just have a wide open net. And that was exciting. And yeah, Turkey has nothing to play for. They're done. But you could tell, like, every goal scored, and especially every win, no matter what it means, is epic, is huge. Now they get to go home and say, at least we won one in the group play. It's fascinating, man. It's different. It's different than anything else. Like, I can sit back and watch basketball every day. I can watch football every day. Soccer is something I'm not going to watch all the time. But during this and everything that kind of goes along with it does make it pretty fascinating. I did find it odd that it was Paris Hilton that came out to bring the ball out and put it on the thing that says this is what?
Do they think that she represents America?
I don't know. But I mean, there's a lot of people we can pick there. She's not really. What is she famous for? She's famous for being famous.
Yeah, she was famous for being attractive, and then she had a reality show.
She had a reality show.
And then she,
yeah.
Maybe before that, it was
like,
the sex tape.
Why is she stepping out? I'm not like knocking her. I actually heard that she's played a part. She's actually pretty intelligent, business savvy. But I still am like, who is she worldwide? She's probably in fashion and stuff, so maybe that's why she's known worldwide, because if you're in fashion.
Yeah, but
maybe.
There are bigger names in fashion.
Like the Olsen twins. Put the Olsen twins out
world,
there.
Does the world think that Paris Hilton is still popular in the
know.
U.S.?
I don't know. It'd be like us. We don't know. You know, you go to Ireland and you'd be like, man, freaking love Colin Farrell. You know, you guys got to love Colin Farrell, right?
Everybody does.
Well, yeah, but they might be like, dude, we have a lot of great celebrities, and we don't even know if Colin Farrell. I don't know. You'd have to ask an Irish person. I'm not an Irish person.
Well, Colin Farrell was really good in The Batman as the Penguin.
Again, sidetrack.
And that show he had was fantastic.
This is going to be tough today, isn't it? You're all over the place today. You're all over.
Yeah, kind of.
No, I'm just saying, you should take a moment and put it on for 5 minutes. And just watch it. Just let it play.
I think the blueberries that I ate this morning in my oatmeal, because I'm trying to be slightly healthy, like really messed
okay.
me up. I may have had
all
too
right.
many blueberries.
No, I'm sorry. Later on, tonight is the big night at the Greeley Stampede. I've got our final pair of Nelly tickets that we're going to give away. It's the final pair. 8 o'clock tonight with Graham Barham. You want to go? I got tickets for you. So you're going to have to be paying attention because we'll be playing a Nelly song at some point today. When that hits, that's going to be your cue to call. And we'll let Michael decide who he wants to just randomly give as the winner. Because to the callers, it doesn't matter what caller number it is. Yeah, you try to time it out. Basically, here's the rules today. We're testing this out, Mike. As soon as you hear a Nelly song, call. And you might get it. You might get this pair. It's the last one we're giving away for these. So we're going to make you work for it, folks.
I might find the most obscure Nelly song.
No, do not
see
do
if
that.
We can have
no,
the biggest Nelly fan that listens to the station go to Stampede.
Don't do that. Find their most popular. Find his most popular song.
I like my idea better.
I don't like your idea. 24 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. Joker had a few things to say about the Nuggets and just how far away they are from winning a championship. And also, the rumor mill is going crazy with this one. the number that the Nuggets are reportedly willing to offer Peyton Watson. We'll get into that story a little bit later on. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
On the skies this summer. Hear Denver and Front Range Weather's Cody Wilson on the show for the latest local forecast on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So the Peyton Watson stuff, Mike, I mean, are we really going to say that he's going to be up to almost $30 million? Now, some believe that maybe his agent is pumping up those numbers so that he can drive up the price and that the Nuggets are going to get him what he wants otherwise, because he's restricted. So if a team offers him something, the Nuggets can theoretically match that. But according to Hoops Alerts, the Nuggets are expected to offer Peyton Watson somewhere north of $28 to $30 million per year.
Is he worth that, Brady?
I don't know. I mean, okay, let me paint this picture for you. If I tell you this guy played 1 year of college basketball, okay? He played at UCLA in 21 and 22. But you're getting ready to pay him maybe $28 to $30 million. Take a random guess, Mike. How many points a night do you think he averaged?
I'm going to say 10.
If he's going to command that much?
I don't know how many points a night he makes. Three. But I thought...
Oh, no, when he was at UCLA.
A while
just
he
a
was
few
at
years
UCLA?
Ago.
UCLA?
Just a few years
20.
Ago. 20. Three. He averaged 3 points a night.
Is he a seventh-round draft pick?
He was a first-round draft pick, number 30.
What did he actually play defense? Is he one of the few NBA players
he was
that plays
raw
defense?
When he was with UCLA. And Calvin Booth, to his credit, former GM, saw something in him that said, this guy isn't fully developed. And once he is, we believe he can turn into a really good player.
Is he fully developed now? He developed for $28 million?
That's the question. He is a good player, getting better, but $28 to $30 million, that tells me he's a completely different guy than what I saw for a couple of months. Now, again, $28 to $30, I don't know if that's really what it is. That could be the agents pumping up the number, or his agent pumping up the number, but you just made this big gamble. You gambled on Christian Brown and gave him the money, and that's going to kick in next year or this upcoming season at 21. I mean, just to give you an idea, Aaron Gordon is at $33 million in 26-27. You mean to tell me Peyton Watson is a $3 to $5 million less, just $3 to $5 million less than what you're giving Aaron Gordon? I don't know. There's a FOMO kind of thing, like fear of missing out. I definitely have when I'm looking at Watson, and I'm guessing Nuggets brass feels the same way. If we don't keep this guy, what happens if he goes out and turns into a star? Clearly, he's better than he was in college. He's not that guy. You know, 3 points, he averaged 3 points when he was in college. Now that he's in the NBA, he's got that average to, he averaged 14.6 points per night last year. And he kind of came on as the season went along, and then when the injuries were down, he can play defense, he's athletic. He's good. He's a good one-on-one defender. Probably one of their better. Probably outside of a healthy Aaron Gordon, Peyton Watson is probably your best one-on-one defender. And that's what Tenzer and Wallace were talking about yesterday, or 2 days ago, was we need guys that can, on offense, create without relying so much on, you know, the organized offense or Joker. He can do that. Not at an elite level, but for his position, he can do that. Also talking about needing a guy that can play one-on-one defense. Not running in and blocking shots and be a rim protector, which is important too. And maybe that's what they got with Trevin Brazil, is a rim protector. Again, I don't know how much he'll actually play his rookie season. But they don't want necessarily Watson to be that. They need a guy that can take a dude one-on-one. And Watson's that guy. How good is he? We got such a strong sample size of Peyton Watson, and then he got hurt. And then it almost became a distant memory because you didn't see him in the playoffs, and you were still curious, like, will he step up in the playoffs? He was good when healthy this year. The question really is, Denver just got out of the MPJ thing. And then they jumped back in to not as much, but something similar with Christian Brown. Do they jump back in again with Peyton Watson? And now the Michael Porter Jr. problem you had, this would be the same problem, just two different players. Lots of money put in to two different players.
But won't that dirty up the apron?
Yeah, they'll go over unless they can... Unless they can move Cameron Johnson, they'll go into the second apron. So you'll be paying a luxury tax. And I think there's something that people are telling me that's like, if you're in the second apron for 2 years in a row, that's when it really starts to affect you. And they weren't last year because of the Michael Porter Jr. trade, which I think is so stupid. It's just like, let's make this so confusing. But it's not good to be in the second apron. That's what I've learned. I don't know the details. I know that it messes with your ability to trade draft picks, and it messes with your ability to sign mid-level exemptions, getting vet minimum contracts. I know that it messes with all that stuff, and it just makes life harder. That's what you need to know about the second apron. It's an Adam Silver thing. So, of course, it's going to be over-the-top confusing. Just know that you don't want to get in there. Now, can you get in there? It's not against the rule. I keep hearing so many people talk about, well, the Nuggets have to move Cam Johnson. They have to. Like, what was it, Bill Simmons on his podcast that was like, he brought it out. He's like, why don't the Nuggets just pay everybody? Keep everybody and then pay everybody. And a lot of people ripped him up because they're saying, well, you obviously don't understand the apron. It's not illegal to get into the apron, to the second apron. It just you just get penalized severely for doing it. You can do it. It's not against the rule.
Not illegal, just frowned upon.
Yeah, like if it was over the salary cap in the NFL, if you're over the salary cap, you got to pay stuff, you lose draft picks, that kind of stuff, right? In the NBA, yeah, there's a luxury tax and you're punished severely. You don't get to wheel and deal like most of the teams in the league, if you're in the second apron. But the Nuggets can just go in it. They can just go live in the second apron.
Is that why they traded for draft picks? Maybe they'll go in the second apron and be like, oh, no.
Well, that's what I was curious as to what they were doing with this draft. I thought they would take pick number 26 and use that with Zeke Nagy and try to find somebody to trade away. Now, Mike, they could have found a partner, or they could have been trying to do that. But most teams probably look at Zeke Nagy like the rest of us do. say, why would I take $8 million, or I guess he's $7.4 this upcoming year. Why would I take $7.4 million, put that on my books when he's not good? I don't have any film of him, like real film. Why would I do that? Oh, you're going to give me a 26 pick? I'm out. I'm good. Maybe teams aren't just taking flyers anymore. Maybe teams are a little more tight and precise with what they're doing, and they don't just take chances anymore and say, well, let's take a Nuggets project and Zeke Nagy and try to turn him into something. Maybe they tried. Jonas Valanciunas, obviously, if they come to an agreement where he can part ways, which I would expect him to, although he had very good things to say about Joker. And he said, you know, a lot of people say Joker doesn't care about basketball. He said, I've been in this league a long time, and I've never been around a guy that is as dedicated to his craft as Nikola Jokic. And those are really positive things. That guy's 34 years old. He's been around the league a long time. But is that enough to keep him for one more year, especially with kind of the way he was used this season? You know, it was up and down in the playoffs, too. You never really knew when he was going to play and how he was going to play or what kind of minutes he was going to get. But, yeah, all the reports indicating that the Nuggets are willing to trade Peyton Watson or to sign Peyton Watson. The real move they can make, they could move off of Cam's contract. But if you really want to clear money, then you move off of Jamal's contract. And that's an area where you could package a Zeke Nagy with that and say, hey, you want Jamal, you got to take Zeke and give us something. I don't know. I don't know if they'll do it,
though. How much does Jamal make?
He'll be 50. He'll be at 50.
How much does Jokic make?
He'll be at 59. But he's probably going to sign another extension that's going to give him more.
I mean, that you're talking a difference of $7 million, but you're also talking a difference of talent. Like, I feel like Jokic is worth a lot more.
Well, he's getting ready.
Numbers say so.
He's getting ready to be. He's going to sign that contract extension. I don't know what that'll be, because in 27-28, he has a player option. It's a 62. So how high up does it go with what he signs next? He didn't sign last year because it was a difference between this year, last year, and this year. If he would have signed last year, he would have left $70 million or so on the table. So everyone was like, oh, he hasn't signed yet. That means he's not going to be a nugget for life, you know?
But I still want to be Nuggets forever.
Yeah, see? But he had $70 million. I don't care if you make a lot of money. If you tell me that literally if I just have to wait 1 year to put that pen on that piece of paper is 70 million? Yeah. I'm going to wait for that. So he's going to be making a lot more money. The problem is they signed Christian Brown and they really needed to work out with him. Although there's rumors that they might try to move off of him too, but the ankle rumors don't help that cause.
So this is coming from a poor person. Keep that in mind. But I just wonder, a lot of these guys are making a lot of millions of dollars. Do you want a lot of those millions of dollars, or do you want a ring? Because sometimes I feel like towards the end of their career, they want a ring. Like, if you value that ring more than an extra $7 million a year, why not just cut your pay just a little bit? I know. And like, I know.
I guess. I mean, people bring that. Yeah.
If they're worth that, then if they're worth $59 million, then yeah, pay him $59 million. But if I'm making $59 million and I don't have a ring, I might give up some of that so we can bring in some more talent.
And that's always a fine idea, right? You hear that a lot of times when players do that, it's really just a matter of backloading a contract. It's not necessarily like, oh, Tom Brady took a pay cut.
He took a pay cut this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if Elway's pay cuts, because towards the end he got a pay cut. I don't know if he did the same thing.
Yeah.
But I would do that if I really, really value the championship.
Yeah, but keep in mind, like, Joker is probably the kind of guy that when he retires, Michael, he's going to go buy like horse tracks. You know, like he's going to probably have some kind of mega horse business.
I don't know.
And if you can do make all the money you can possibly make right now, then you put that aside and you because I'm guessing because he already has some kind of facility. I could see him like buying a horse track.
Didn't I do the calculations the other day that his net worth is 0.01% of the gross domestic product of his own country?
Yeah, he's a king, man.
Yeah, he could buy
the country. You know, he could do whatever he wants. I've never been one in basketball, maybe not as much, to say, hey, star player, you should take some kind of a pay cut. Because I guess most of the time you see those, it's really just they rework their contract or they get it paid in guarantees instead.
But if you really, really want to win, you value that ring, you're already making millions of dollars, and good for you. I'm not against that, unless you suck. If you're already making a lot of money, like, just open up the wallet a bit. Help your team out. And this needs to go for more than one person, because you always have like that player who's like, I can make more money over there. And then they go over there and it's a losing team.
Yeah,
you're still making money, but you're making money and you guys suck.
Mike, to be a max player in the NBA, it's like, it's so rare. It's such a rare thing to be able to get to that point where you are a max player, meaning you can get the absolute most any team, you know, could offer you. And to just say, yeah, I'll cut some of that down, that's it's hard for me to ask that. It's hard for me to ask that.
And that, I think that comes, that has to be a personal decision. If the GM says, hey, we need more money, can you help? A lot of people are going to be offended.
Yeah, but I'm
like,
also going
to
say,
that has to ultimately come from the player.
If you're asking me and I'm Joker, I'm going, why the hell did you pay Christian Brown $21 million then? This rookie, well, he came in joined the Nuggets as a rookie, was drafted. You're asking me to take a pay cut and you just threw $21 million at this guy that dribbles away from the rim.
And that's when, as a GM, you have to swallow your pride and say, you know what? He's not as good as
we
thought
he was.
See,
like, go ask Christian Brown to take a pay cut.
I would do that, too.
Go ask those. I don't know how easy that is, but I'm not the first guy. I'm not knocking on his door. I'm not knocking on Joker's door saying you should take a pay cut. I'm not doing that. I mean, I might ask Aaron Gordon. Might ask Christian Brown, but they're not going to do that. But if we're asking anybody, it's Christian Brown.
I think if anyone is going to do that, it's probably Jokic. Jokic would be the one, I think, to do that.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know.
He wants to make 0.02%.
If he wants to build a horse empire when he retires, then every dollar is, because you're going to obviously take care of your family for life, but then you want to use that to build, because I could totally see him building up a horse racing empire.
Okay, you said horse empire. I'm like, is he supplying the Huns?
A what?
The Huns.
What's a Hun?
No, never mind. History joke.
Okay. What is that? Can you explain so people are not left in the lurch?
Well, they were like a dynasty, and they rode on horses.
I thought you were talking.
That's how they conquered people.
Yeah. Okay. Great job by you. No more. That's it. That's your last one. If it does not contribute to the actual conversation, you no longer talk. That is one demerit. One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
That is not good. That's two now. Just not good. 46 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
You confused me because it's the Han Dynasty, Michael, and you said the Hun, and I was like, what are we talking about?
I've always heard it as the Hun. Maybe
you're making
I've been
fun of me
wrong.
For not knowing history, and you botched that. So I'm sorry, man. That's on you. That's a bad look by you, Mike. You're supposed to be one the demerit. History buff.
One demerit, Thomas.
Yeah, Travis, yeah. The new guy says
that's two now.
Even if he explains when Michael talks, we are all left in the lurch. In a lurch. Yeah, that's very
I'm
true.
I'm just levels above everybody.
No,
at least that's what I tell myself in front of the mirror.
Yeah, maybe volume levels sometimes. All right, coming up in the final hour of the regular show, the dude down the hall is going to join us, Michael. We reviewed Invincible. Mark Wahlberg, can you believe that was 2005? Already that long ago.
I thought it was 2006.
We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310kfka.
All right, coming up next, we got the top stories of the day. Talk about Big Val getting traded by the Colorado Avalanche. Caitlin Clark in the news as well. A lot of drama about a poster and, of course, the throat punch. We'll get into all of that coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. And then at 1 o'clock, we switch gears, which Michael loves when we just totally switch gears. We're going to be reviewing the movie Invincible. 2006. Michael was right about that. Yep, you got one. You got one right this week, Mike.
No demerit there.
37-1 this week. So you're not, you know, you're on the scoreboard at least. We'll be right back.
I really like Michael.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.